This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us, for being, you know, engaged, involved. We have a live chat room up on Facebook, several places on Facebook, and also a live chat room up on the website, The Real Side with Joe Messina. So thank you so much for joining us. Also, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot going on up there, including give me your email address because, you know, once a week we send out an email. We'll let you know what's going to go on and who's going to be on it. If you're looking for Xander Gibb, he's got some technical issues and also he's been banned from Facebook again. So, you know, kind of trying to figure out a different way to do the broadcast. So we'll keep you informed on what's going on with that as well. I'm believing Sonia Schmidt's going to join us after the first break. And I got to tell you something. She's got to be hot over some of these, you know, this equality thing. Got to be driving her nuts, seriously. So we'll see what she has to say. All right. Now, many of you who went to college, you know what an SAT score is, right? And it seems like in the state of California, they used to have this thing called the exit exam. And the kids would take an exam in 10th grade to see where they were educationally. Were they at the 10th grade, 9th grade, 6th grade level, 12th grade level? Where were they at in their education? And they had to take it and they had to pass it before they could actually leave high school. Now, that's great, but my argument was always, that's the 10th grade, you got two more to go. All right? You still have to pass your classes to graduate. I get that. But from the 10th, I mean, give me a break. So they kept lowering it and lowering it, make it easier and lowering it. And guess what they did now? Because we don't want the kids to feel bad. We just eliminate it. That's all. That's easy. Come on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the SAT will begin assigning students... Yeah, SAT. I just did, all right? Nothing wrong with starting something new. We'll begin assigning students adversity scores. Jeez, I would never have taken a test. I probably got like a 300. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the College Board, the nonprofit organization that oversees the SATs, will begin assigning students adversity scores. This is an effort to help colleges increase diversity on college campuses. I told you they were going to find a way around this. You know, the Supreme Court, you know, basically said you can't keep using, you know, all this criteria to let kids in. Some of it, it's got to be purely on scores, right? What do they call it, affirmative action? Give me a break. You really weren't, maybe in the early days it helped. But later on, you weren't helping anybody. According to the newspaper, the test taken by thousands of college students each year will consider 15 different factors of a student's background, such as the crime rate in the neighborhood where the student lives, the poverty level in that area. The scores will be calculated using publicly available data from the U.S. Census Bureau, as well as some personal information obtained by the College Board. Now, the journal reports that the adversity score will not specifically consider a student's race. It's likely that the minority students will reap the most benefits. See? Back to making sure that they have enough minorities or more minorities in there. Why can't we see? We teach them at an early age that color matters, right? You know, affirmative action. Why do you think they finally started to get rid of it? It wasn't working. It doesn't work. So why keep it going? And now this is a workaround to affirmative action, basically. While the journal reports the adversity score will not specifically consider a student's race, it's likely that minority students will reap the most benefits. And that's according to the Wall Street Journal. On average, black and Latino students score significantly lower on SATs than white students do, while Asian students score significantly higher than everybody else. Well, there you go then. We should lower their scores because obviously they're growing up in more affluent areas. Now, you know what the difference is being in education? Asians cherish education. They see it as opening the universe to them. So they're very strict on it. They're very hard with their children on it. I don't even mean that in a negative way. Right? That's the whole idea. Study, study, study. Get good grades. You'll get a decent job. You'll have a decent life. Is that the same in the black and Hispanic community? I don't know. Didn't grow up in it. Right? I've seen many black parents and Hispanic parents who want their kids to have a degree. You know, the Hispanic parents to a big degree remind me somewhat of the Italian parents that I knew growing up who came here for a better life so their kids could have a better education, so their kids could have a better life. Right? So, but it was a big deal. Education was a big deal when I was growing up. That's why my grandparents came here. They wanted better for their kids and their grandkids. Students will not be able to see their own adversity score. The purpose is to get to race without using race. Huh? So you're not going to use race, but you're going to use all the indicators of race. That's what's going to make it work. Okay, I can see that. Unreal. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Sonia Schmidt will be joining us after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
All right, come on, everybody, wave a flag or something, or a Bic lighter, or whatever they do nowadays. I have no idea. I remember in the old concerts, the girls, when they had those swooning songs, they already had these Bic lighters, and they were, yeah, anyway, whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the process, right? Not just, I mean, you really, truly, if you're going to be part of the solution, you've got to listen, you've got to get informed, you've got to understand what's going on, seriously. Anyway, I've got a special guest with me. As soon as she comes back into the picture, I'll bring her on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. God, you know, if anybody can blow it, I can. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and she does on what? What do I do now?
You called me up 5 minutes before you want me to come on.
Well, okay, here we go.
Expect me not to have 409 in my hand.
And Tammy, what? Get the violin.
Okay.
Because she needs it. Here we
go. The world's smallest. Why doesn't anybody take sympathy? I want sympathy. I want to be like a liberal. I want to be a victim.
Oh, you know, if this was a liberal show, I could tell you in the dictionary where sympathy falls. Oh God! So how you? You know,
I go to the market. I'm a regular woman. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I do my thing, and then I have some guy calling me up, going, "You want to do a radio show?" So now I got to rush home, and so I don't know. I'm just trying to be accommodating.
No, I love it. I love it when, you know, people rush and they change and they do their hair and everything, and I go, "It's radio." And then I know we do video a little bit, but it's mostly radio.
This is how I love.
Yeah.
This is just how I love.
There you say, okay, guys. There you go. Take a snapshot. Take a look. As soon as I get
this
working.
This is what you get. First thing in the morning, fellas.
Oh. You know? Really? You really want to do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I will wake up before you get off, and I will get this whipped out. So you get, no, I just got off of a plane. I got back from Arizona, and I learned to shoot a gun for the first time in my life.
Did you really? Good for you.
Yeah.
And you had to go to, did you have to go to Arizona for that?
Well, no, I went to visit a friend who had me out there. She was a fan, and I'm not saying that all of my fans should do this, but I'm just saying if all of my fans did this, they would be better fans. But one of my fans took me out to where she lived in Arizona, and we went to a wonderful restaurant. It was my birthday, and it was Mother's Day, so she treated me to this. But she took me to the shooting range, and I've never been before. And so I got to shoot a .22, I got to shoot a Glock, I got to shoot a .45.
Wow.
So she gave me, like, it was like a Whitman sampler, if you will, of firearms. And so I got my first feel of what it feels like to shoot a gun.
And can I ask, what did you think?
So I'm totally hooked. I'm totally hooked. And at first the sound was amazing. You know, the sound was like a little much.
Right.
Because the sound of gun shooting is not like it is in the movies. And my background is Hollywood. So they do, as we do in Hollywood, is we amplify and we change and we do stuff so that it's not realistic. But the gunshots in Hollywood don't sound like real gunshots in real life. So me standing there in this range, it took me a while to get acclimated to what gunshots were, and they were coming off right beside me. And, you know, the beauty of it is there were guys everywhere. So that was wonderful. But the thing about it is, like, I fell in love with it, the skill.
Wait a minute.
But I have to do it.
The beauty was there were guys everywhere. I'm just catching up here. Give me a second.
You're so slow. I heard Tammy laughing in the background. She got it. But what I'm telling you is there are very few places where you can go where there's, like, real guys everywhere. I mean, wonderful, wonderful guys. Just really sweet sweethearts. But I have to learn that to grip it is very interesting. There's there's a hard grip that you have to it. And the recoil on that son of a gun is amazing. So I guess that has to go with the grip. But I'm a bit competitive, and I like guy stuff. So I guess it's a natural for me to be in love with it. So, I like it, and I look forward to going tomorrow. And we were in Scottsdale.
Did it make
in Arizona.
You, Did it make you, I mean, can you honestly say that once you've, again, it's the first time you've shot, so you're now saying to yourself, well, you know what, this isn't the scary thing that I thought it was. Now that I have a little information,
right,
it's a little different, right?
Right, and that's what I loved about it, is being around in the shop and all that, and I took some video. I'll probably do a video on one of my shows about it, but no, I wasn't scared at all, and I was shocked because, you know, I come from liberal Hollywood, from the left, my background, and I transitioned into being a conservative Republican. So
you gotta
watch
that word transition today. It has some different meanings to it. So I'm just
absolutely.
I'm just saying.
So
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I moved over into to conservatism, but being in this whole world of guns, I was shocked at how little it bothered me, and I thought it was kind of a turn on, and I liked it a lot. And my favorite gun so far is a Glock. So for whatever that's worth,
that's a heavy gun too. It's a big heavy gun.
Yes, but because I knew it was a big heavy gun, I was gunning for it. I held tight. I knew that
boom,
it was
boom.
Serious.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, but I don't know, like, if somebody's walking in your house, how you get that thing prepared. Because all the woman who taught me, she just taught me to shoot. She didn't teach me how to, like, ratchet. I don't know what it's called. When you get the crap in the chamber and you get it ready to go. So I don't know what that's called. So I didn't have to do any of that. She did all that for me.
You mean chamber the bullet?
Is that what it's called?
That's what I know. Somebody's going to correct me here shortly, I'm sure, but it's called chambering the bullet, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so she did that for me.
Yeah.
And
well,
then I just got to, I should have.
You should have took a picture. What was you waiting for?
I do. I'm going to go down and get my gun shot.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. She'll be with us on the other side of the break. I promise. We're not going far. Sonya Schmidt. We'll be right back.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. There he had some harsh words for some Democrats running for president.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president, And some of these people are stone cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. The Department of Homeland Security is laying the groundwork for a plan to transport recent border crossers by plane to cities around the U.S. and releasing them after processing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Yeah, you can tell it's Friday night. I'm Joe, the senior host. Get those rollerblades off. We're going to shut off the disco ball. And you know what comes to mind every time I hear that song? Here, watch. She's going to fall out of a chair. I keep thinking back to the 70s. Remember those sports shorts everybody wore? You know? Right?
Once you have seen it, you cannot unsee it.
Right? And then they had the knee protectors, right? You had the knee protectors on.
Headbands. Oh, my gosh.
And then you had the four-wheel roller skates, right? What are you shaking your head? Now, don't give me that.
I was raising babies during that time, so I was completely oblivious to all this horrid fashion crap. Disco music, all of that, I don't relate to. I was raising babies by myself.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you other than it's a time in my life I wish I could scrub from my brain. You know, I'm just saying.
Okay. They have those shorts. That's all I'm saying.
You can't undo the shorts, can you? You can never undo the shorts. They were at basketball games, volleyball games, right? Come on, you know I'm true. You know, and don't tell me that because in the 70s, the girls were looking at us, going, "Wow, he looks good in those shorts."
I think that's what they were thinking.
All right, Sonya Schmidt, she's already joined me, obviously. Joins in and always have a good time. Now you have a show. Tell people how they can find your show.
I don't even know at this point. But my show is called Sonya Schmidt Live. It's on Facebook. So if you have a Facebook account, or even if you don't, you can just log on as a public viewer and go onto my show. It's now on Sunday nights. But even if you miss it on Sunday nights, you can watch it. You can share it. You can host a watch party. And I encourage you to do that. But it's not really heavy politics. It's not the politics that you're going to hear on a daily basis. So whatever you're tuning into and you hear on Fox or Drudge or this or that and the other, it's not going to be that. It's more pop culture. Mm-hmm. It has more to do. My last show was with you, Joe, and it was about this health, this health education mandate, sex mandate that's being forced upon our children in the California city school, district, which is definitely going to come to a district near you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to inform people of things that are happening in our world, in the pop culture, Hollywood, film reviews. That's the sort of thing that I do because that's the background that I come from.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And it's gonna attack, and I don't have any other word for it, it's going to attack school districts all across the country. And even in our own little local town and other places now, you know, the Jessica's Law, which kept creepy, you know, sexual assaulters of little kids out of certain areas, the California Supreme Court a few years back said, well, the laws are too restrictive, and we got to find another way to make... No, when it comes to sexually assaulting a child, the laws can never be too restrictive to protect our kids. Don't you agree?
Not only do I agree, I'm really concerned with why they're so intent on hurting our children. And sometimes I can get caught up in the why, but the fact of the matter is they are doing it. And then on top of that, it's just more important for us as parents, grandparents, citizens, taxpayers, and all that to just jump on it and say, no more. Stop it. This ain't cool. I do get hung up in the, why are they doing this? It's so ugly, and I don't understand why they don't see this as a negative. And then I could get stuck there, but that's not the point anymore. The point is we have to stop, and now I call it the liberal left, the liberal communist, we've got to stop them from doing what they're doing because they're hurting our society, and they're using our children to do it.
Yeah, as I told you, being on the school board, you can't imagine how many calls I get after the fact where a parent will say, well, how come you guys are doing this, and why did you allow that to happen, and what are you doing this? And you say, well, wait a minute, stop. This was passed at the state level a year ago or 6 months or 8 months ago, and it's been pushed out. We have to do this, but you can stop it by simply voting in the right people.
Can they stop it?
Well, if you change the people in Sacramento, yes. But you're not going to stop it. It's too. You can make tweaks to it. You can jerk it around. You can find ways to skirt the law, if you would, and you know, protect the people. I don't want to give away too much, but you can't totally. You know, when the state sends down a mandate and says, look, you have to allow anybody who identifies as a female in a school. This is. Any student that identifies as a female to use the female bathroom, and any student that identifies as a male to use the male bathroom. You can't have unisex bathrooms. You can't offer them staff bathrooms. You have to allow them to use. We can't stop that. That would be against the law. We could actually be jailed for that. So
I don't ask this question as being completely naive, but I know that, and I talked about this on my interview with you, is that I was an inner city mom, a single mom, and in order to get my kids a good education, I put them in a charter school, and I could tell it was a progressive school, so my man, you know, what I thought that I needed to do when they got home from school is like to deprogram them. But, I do, and now that my grandson is, and he's in school in, I would say, a predominantly Republican or conservative community, he's still coming home with some stuff that I still have to deprogram him with, and I'm like, it's a huge job.
It is. You have to be vigilant. You have to watch every piece of paper.
And you don't want to be vigilant after you come home from work. But you have to be vigilant about what your children are learning. And you mentioned this on my interview on my last show, is how you talk to them and get that information from them about what they learned today so that they're not on, they're on guard as to what you're fishing for. Because my grandson was reading a he brought home a book about recycling last week, and he started reading it to me because he's learning to read, so I want him to read to me. And then he started reading about how the U.S. is the biggest contributor of garbage and waste. And I was like, but that's because we have stuff to waste. We have to. And he could tell my attitude is changing. I'm like, okay, I got to change that because I want him to be able to communicate with me about what's going on at school. I don't want to scare him. I don't want to have him go back to his teacher and say, my granny says, you know, this is.
Listen, He's a little young, so you talk to him at home. This is what we talk about, this stuff all the time with our friends. And when you get the really young kids, you talk to them at home. And you say, you know, honey, we do have a lot of waste. It's because we have a lot of food. We feed a lot of people. We have a lot more people than other countries. And our food lasts longer because of the way we package. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can do.
It's much more polite than what I said.
What's that?
But yes, and that's the thing that we have to do. And I don't, you know, and my grandson loves him some Jesus. I take him to church with me, and he learns about God and learns about Jesus. And I'm like, at what point is he going to get Jesus shamed, you know, when he goes to school? Because I know it's going to, at one point, be some really
good. Junior high school, it'll start with the teachers, and even the teachers in elementary school will make comments to poke away. Right?
Yeah, because he thinks Jesus is pretty cool, and I'm just wondering when somebody's going to jump in his face and ridicule him about that. And it's so hard to raise children nowadays, and I thought it was when I was a single parent, but now I'm really concerned with what younger parents have to go through.
But Sonia, you know, I was talking to somebody about this today. When do we, if you make your kids strong enough, if you help them become strong enough in God, strong enough in their belief, strong enough with their family principles, then when they go to school, it's going to be harder to shake it out of them. A lot of parents nowadays will not build that foundation in their children, and that's what causes them to run away from it so fast.
I think that parents, let's just say you have a parent who really goes forth and does that, they instill that. But I think a natural thing for children to want to have is to fit in and to not be different, you know. And so you're fighting against that the whole time. Next week on Sunday, my show, which is on Facebook Live, so you can go on Sonia Schmidt Facebook Live and watch my show live and be in on the chat room. But I'm going to interview someone who I met at your prayer breakfast.
Hold that thought. You know what that means. We believe in capitalism on this show. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Sonia Schmidt's going to reveal her guest for this Sunday. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Classy music for a classy show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Guess who's with me? Shonya. Yeah. So I sound like Nancy Pelosi. Shonya Schmidt.
Shonya. No, that's like Cher. That's my
best
chair imitation.
I want to learn how to do, what's his name? Who's the conductor, the one I love? You know, the one with the bubbles. Lawrence Welk. Come on, I said bubbles. You knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I knew exactly, high. But now I threw a blank.
Lawrence Welk. So I want to learn how to introduce, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire song with a Lawrence Welk.
Oh my God!
Accent.
So showed your age right then.
Right.
Oh my God! And then my interview with you on my last show, we started doing. We were doing Cary Grant for some reason.
Oh.
I was like Joey.
You know, were doing it. I wouldn't even try. I look like a fool.
I fell into it.
Yeah, one of my wife's favorite. See?
He's amazing, and it's so sad. That's another thing that I do on my show is I do movie reviews and TV reviews, but my tagline is, I watch so you don't have to. But, you know, it's so great when you watch old movies. My last review was on something called The Silence, which was a Netflix TV movie. But the next thing I'm going to do is called, I believe it's called Circus, and it's about the Barnum, Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus. It's a great American story, and it's only 2 episodes, so you don't have to, like, invest a whole lot of time in it. But it's a great American story, so I absolutely want to do that because I think it's a positive story. And rather than me having to put down what liberal Hollywood presents to us, this, I think, is going to be a whole different point of view.
No, I'm stuck on the social justice stuff here. I mean, it's like every time I turn around, they're trying to shove something else down our kids' throats. They're trying to shove something else down our throats. You know, California's talking about mandatory vaccinations for all the kids and for all the adults and everything else. You know, it's not a nanny state anymore. I mean, we use that term kind of loosely and tongue-in-cheek, but this is becoming a Gestapo state. You know, these people who run around talking about Hitler and the Nazis, this is what this state is becoming. It's becoming Nazi Germany, where a dictator tells you what to do, and the SS agents are going to show up at your door and force you into doing it.
I will tell you, from working, and I had an experience a couple years ago working with the very liberal left Hollywood, which I got kind of thrust back into it to do consulting on a TV show. I was working with a guy who was liberal, and he wanted to do a show that intermixed politics. He had never heard of the term nanny state. That's how much more informed we are than they are.
Wow.
So, yes. I had to explain to him, because I just, like, threw it out there, just assuming he would know what that meant. But I had to explain to him what nanny state meant, so he doesn't even understand. And I think he's a very powerful guy in Hollywood, I will tell you. And without telling you who he is, he's extremely successful in Hollywood and considers himself very knowledgeable when it comes to politics. But he had never heard. He thought that the New York Times was the end all be all of news.
Wow.
That's how behind the times he was. And I was blown away. I'm like, I'm this girl from the ghetto. I come from South Central. I don't really pride myself as being the sharpest. I ain't the brightest bulb in the room. And I'm like, you never heard of nanny state? You don't know that the New York Times is biased? So it's like they're really not privy to common sense information as we are.
Yeah, but you and I grew up in a world where, not that the newspapers or the news service was totally 100% trusted, but it was a trusted source. You could go there, and you knew that, you know, maybe it wasn't 100% truthful, but that the truth was in there, and you could work through it. But nowadays, it's not even in there.
Well, that's because, and I'm not sure. I've watched documentaries on when news became commentary, and he said, she said, and this side versus this side, and, you know, but anymore, if you don't know the difference between commentary and news, then you're in bad shape. And you know, Walter Cronkite, who was our trusted source, was a huge leftist, but he didn't present the news as his own opinion. He presented the news. So we are probably the last generation that got to see news in its real sense of being the news. CNN has always, in terms of being bigoted and biased, it's been bigoted and biased for a very long time, but I don't think people know that, especially the left. We know that. That's why when Trump can come out and say fake news, we all go, yeah, and they go, what? Well, that's so mean, you know, but we're going, hell yeah, we've known this for quite some time.
Yeah, I played a clip earlier tonight of a young lady that was on a college campus. There was a couple of, not even protesters, I don't even know what you want to call it, but they were standing there with some pro-life signs. They had pictures of nothing on there. It was just text that they were pro-life people. And the girl walked up and she grabbed the sign away from him, and she was getting ready to throw it over a balcony so he couldn't get to it, and the cops stopped her. And her whole thing was, she was mad that the cops were protecting these guys, and that she didn't like what they had to say. They shouldn't be allowed to say it, and they were hurting women. And I'm thinking to myself, I want her parents. I want to talk to her parents and see, what the heck did you do to this kid?
You know, well, sadly, her parents are probably going to, if you talk to their parents, you're going to get just an older version of who she is. My sister, and she's probably, the only reason I can say this is I know she's not watching, is my sister is the older, is that girl's parents, those people's parents. That's what, my sister and her family just gave a big benefit to Kamala Harris.
Oh.
That's where I come from. And they don't even understand why that's foolishness. And if I explained it to them, I would be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, you can't say anything about, and especially if they're people of color or, you know, Asians or, not, you know, I mean, just, you get the whole group. If I say anything, it's because they're not old white folks. But
it's so sad. And you know, it's like, and I've written this in my book. My book is called Lefted because, I mean, before Blexit and all this stuff came apart, I don't know, I was talking about this when Obama became president, and I left the left a long time ago, and I called it Left It because it is like, the term it used to be like, oh, it's so totally it, we're it, we're it. And I'm like, no, I left the it. But I talk about all the time is, you know, why I had to leave, and it's this attitude of them thinking that they know everything and they know so little. I think the combination of arrogance and ignorance is just a bad combination. And that's what I find the left has, is that you know so little. What is that Reagan said? It's not that you know so, what you think you know.
Right.
You're so wrong about.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it. And that's where my family comes from. So when I came out as a Republican, and at the time that's what I identified with, they didn't speak to me. They disowned me.
Wow. They didn't just throw you a stone. Wow.
And to be honest, had I known that was going to be their reaction, I would have done it sooner. Because, because I really, it was very pleasant once they disowned me.
Well, you know, you talked about it earlier, and there's another story that's coming down the pike right now about California's sex ed guidelines, and they want to start asking at the kindergarten level, they want to start asking these kids, are you a boy or a girl, and why do you believe that? And what they're going to be asking them is not, are you a boy or a girl, but what gender do you identify with, and why?
This hurts my heart. On my last show, folks, I did an interview with yours truly, Joe Messina, and we talked about this for almost 40 minutes. And just even to hear you do that intro breaks my heart. And maybe because I have a 6-year-old grandson, or 2 grandsons, but it's like the most evil that I have seen the left incorporate into children. Dumbing down in schools and changing, rewriting history and all that is hard enough. It's bad enough. It's disastrous enough. But when you're confusing a 5-year-old and you're telling them about gender and you're giving them explicit information about sexuality and it's so sick.
It's sad.
It's so hard.
Sick,
I don't even know how to. All I can do is blow the whistle and ask for people to jump on the bandwagon with whatever skills and gifts that God's given them. To try to
write the shit. All right, well, where do people find you? Quick.
Left.
All right, we'll put it up on our website. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, that was Sonya Schmidt. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend.